You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Thanksgiving week makes us feel things, a lot of things, about history, family, memory. Last year, Bay Area reporter Margaret Catcher brought a recorder to her holiday table, but when she turned it on, she found herself wondering about her impulse to document the moment.
Last year, I wanted to document my family and our Thanksgiving together to preserve our holiday like spice jam. Thanksgiving has always been particularly special for my family. We're scattered across the country, but we've prioritized coming together in New York for as long as I can remember.
I think they should outlaw all that and go back to the
We celebrate at Leslie's house. She's my dad's oldest daughter, my half-sister. My family is packed into her New York City apartment, pouring wine down our throats and yelling over each other about the superior quality of the olive spread. Leslie's tried to institute a no-entering-the-kitchen rule for her own sanity, but in I go with my microphone.
15 years ago? I don't remember.
This is the first year my turkey came out moist.
Excuse me, I have to get back to my job. I'm operating.
That was Leslie bragging about her turkey, which my mother Jane, a retired physician, was chiseling at with an electric knife.
I resent being called grandpa, and I am the sous chef, which means if people get sick, they sue me.
Well, the shark bites with his teeth, dear.
The sous chef is my dad, Gerald, age 92. The crooner is Evan, Leslie's husband. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer about 5 years ago. With the two of them facing two different specters, I've got mortality on the brain.
Someone said to me, there are three stages in life. There's youth, there's middle age, and there's, you look great. Another way of saying, yes, you're still here.
He's always had a dark sense of Jewish dad humor, but his jokes speak bright truths.
The truth is that I'm more appreciative of the fact that we're all together and can communicate and understand each other and think reasonably clearly each year.
I communicated with and understood the youngest in the room, too. This was also the first year that my sisters have both brought their babies, the new generation, to the table. What is your name?
Ellie.
What holiday is it?
Thanksgiving.
Can you say happy Thanksgiving?
I am swimming.
Bloop.
Bloop.
Babies love being recorded, unlike some people.
So you can remove the microphone from my face.
I'm obsessive about embalming the present, maybe in hopes that preserved memories will have future magical powers, powers to restore. I'm not alone.
Like, I will save all of the voicemails that I have from you. Aww. And I do.
That's Evan's daughter, Paige. She started this secret habit after her dad's cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, no, one of my friends who's her dad died, and something she told me when I first told her that you were sick was that I should save all of your voicemails. I don't save voicemails from anyone else, but if it's like your voicemails are always like, hey, boo-boo, just call in. Like, you say the same thing every time. So if it's like a good representation of that, I keep it.
That's really a memorable message, isn't it? That's very powerful. Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
It hit my nose. Is that funny? You think it's funny? It hit my nose.
I think mortality focuses your mind on a lot of things that it does pass in a flash.
As we all get older and have greater experience, we have more perspective, just have more time and more space to kind of observe Thanksgiving for what it is and means to us.
We stay in New York together for the weekend and spend hours in Central Park. At the zoo, my dad sits and watches the family with me.
They look like giant bunnies.
Giant bunnies!
If you make a funny face, Gerald, I'll really, really be angry.
Angrier.
Yeah, Lily, it's llama red pajama.
No one's telling the llama to stand up straight. They just love the llama. Make me a llama.
I know at some point I'll have to stop preserving this Thanksgiving with this group and start enjoying it in its canned form.
In 5 years, can you describe what you think Thanksgiving will be like?
Well, we'll definitely have to rent more hospital rooms so everybody can be with me at the facility. So 5 years from now, it's an eternity. But wouldn't it be nice if we were all here 5 years from now? I'll settle for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's all be around 5 years from now. Complaining.
In Oakland, I'm Margaret Catcher for Cross Currents.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white.
Margaret is a student reporter at the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism. And if you want to hear stories like that whenever you want, subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast. Go to klw.org and click Cross Currents.
You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never